news team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. Two Michigan State Police troopers were shot today in Branch County. State police tell us a detective sergeant and a trooper were executing a search warrant related to a cold case investigation about 11:15 this morning in a rural area of Union Township. That's Branch County when it happened. And troopers announced their presence prior to entering a home, and the suspect leveled a long gun at them. They were trying to take cover when the detective sergeant was shot in the chest. The trooper received a grazing wound to the hand. The detective sergeant was taken to a hospital. While the trooper did not need a medical attention, that detective sergeant, as of a few minutes ago, listed as serious but stable condition in the hospital. The shooter was later found dead. Former Michigan State University sports doctor Larry Nassar has been sentenced in his sex abuse case.
Sir, I'm giving you 175 years, which is 2,100 months.
That's the judge today giving Nassar 40 to 175 years at sentencing, where 150-plus women and girls described molestations.
I just signed your death warrant. I need everyone to be quiet. I still have contempt powers. I told you I'm not nice.
The judge said she believes Nassar remains dangerous and has not shown sufficient remorse. Throughout sentencing, the victims made statements while confronting Nassar in a Lansing courtroom. He worked at Michigan State University in USA Gymnastics, which trains Olympians. Nassar pleaded guilty to sexually assaulting seven females in the Lansing area between 1998 and 2015, but the hearing was open to all of his accusers. They said he would molest them while they were on a table seeking help for injuries. Nassar also has a 60-year prison sentence for child pornography charges. The National Federation of Independent Business in Michigan is pleased with Governor Rick Snyder's State of the State address from last night. Chapter President Charlie Owens tells us Snyder said one thing last night that was music to the ears of small business owners.
He took the time to stop and say that government doesn't create jobs. They can only create the environment in which businesses can add and create jobs. And we just find that very refreshing to hear that.
Owens said he was also glad the governor put an emphasis on training workers for skilled trades in his State of the State. Snyder promised a Marshall Plan on that front, and Owens looks forward to hearing more. He told us, overall, when looking at Snyder's administration, he is satisfied with how Michigan has changed. When it comes to tax reform, Owen says residents are lucky the fight in Lansing is just over how much tax relief everyone should get. Meanwhile, the head of Consumers Energy supports Governor Rick Snyder's plan to produce more talent here in the state. The Consumer CEO, Patty Poppy, says they've had trouble finding people who see the value of a technical trade.
What we need to do is continue to work with the legislature to make sure that our educational system in Michigan is adaptive enough and is designed to support continuous learning. And just getting a degree is not going to be sufficient. We're going to need a combination of people with certificates and qualifications in addition to four-year degrees.
Amazon said Detroit didn't make the finals for that second Amazon headquarters because of a lack of talent. The Michigan Secretary of State's office says standard driver's licenses here in Michigan will be accepted to board domestic flights and enter federal facilities through October 1st of 2020. After that, you'll have to get a federal Real ID compliant driver's license or ID card through the Secretary of State. SOS spokesperson Fred Woodhams tells us it won't cost anything, but you need to bring along a birth certificate or a passport to the office when you renew if you want that federal compliant ID.
We would encourage people to strongly consider doing it because you never know if you need to board a flight on a short notice.
The Real ID compliant driver's licenses have RFID chips in them, so border agents and the like can check your information. People who don't apply for a Real ID compliant license or ID card when they renew will receive a standard one with a not for federal identification label printed on it. The Van Buren County Sheriff's Department tells us it was able to track down a suspect who escaped from deputies this week when they tried to pull him over. It happened last night, starting about 8:30 in the 60,000 block of County Road 665 in Pawpaw Township. Police were sent out to the area of 60th Avenue and County Road 665 for a possible drunk driver. After they found a car matching the description, deputies tried to pull the vehicle over, but the driver took off. They eventually wound up in a neighborhood behind Tractor Supply, where the vehicle stopped at a dead end. The driver got out and ran on foot, managing to get away. However, sheriff's deputies found some information identifying the driver in the vehicle. He was identified as a Justin Ernst. Deputies found him hiding in a garage in the 37,000 block of Rodero Highway when he was taken into custody. He now faces charges of fleeing and eluding. And the Berrien County Health Department is hoping to reduce the number of infants who die in their sleep. Spokesperson Jillian Conrad tells us, Berrien County is the fifth worst county in the state when it comes to infant deaths. Most of those deaths are because the infant's caregiver didn't follow the right steps when putting the baby to sleep. Conrad tells us you have to follow the ABCs. Your baby must be alone, on its back, and in a crib.
It can be so tempting to bring your baby into bed with you or put your baby, you know, on your chest and fall asleep on the couch when that seems like the easiest thing to do in that moment. But it's just not a risk that you should be taking.
Conrad says there are plenty of devices out on the market that claim to be baby safe, but they're probably not. Remember, a baby must be on its back and in a crib with nothing else. Anyone with questions can call the health department. WSJM News now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
This is Al McKee with Hilliard Lyons, bringing stocks of local interest. American Electric Power, 68.49, down 0.28. J.P. Morgan, 115.69, up 1.48. Chemical Bank, 59.04, up 2.25 after reporting fourth quarter earnings. Cisco Systems, 42.17, up 0.07. General Electric, 16.45, down 0.44. IBM, 165.28, down 0.97. Microsoft, 91.82, down 0.08. Fifth Third Bancorp, 33.34, up 0.41, also reporting earnings. Stryker, 164.50, up 2.56. Whirlpool, 179.68, up 7.76. XPO Logistics, 96.67, up 0.29. The Dow wrapped up an up-and-down session Wednesday at record high. However, technology stocks helped bring the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ indexes lower. The Dow was up 41 points to 26,252. The S&P 500 up 1 point to 2837, and the NASDAQ lost 45 points to 7415. This is Al McKee with Hilliard Lyons, where we take a team approach your investment needs at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News now continues. After a three-day government shutdown, who suffered the most damage? ABC's Brad Milkey takes a look at the latest numbers on that.
A new Quinnipiac poll shows congressional Republicans as the real winners here. Just 18% held the GOP responsible for the vastly unpopular shutdown, with Americans splitting the blame between Democrats and President Trump. 3 out of 4 Americans say they support giving legal status to so-called Dreamers, but even among those supporters, more than half said the shutdown wasn't worth it.
Mayors from across the country boycotting a White House meeting with President Donald Trump after the Justice Department put new pressure on cities that do not cooperate with federal immigration authorities. New York's Bill de Blasio and the mayor of New Orleans are among the city leaders who say they will no longer attend Wednesday's meeting on infrastructure and other issues at the White House. Speaking of which, in the ongoing battle over immigration and sanctuary cities, the Justice Department now threatening to subpoena state and local governments around the country for failing to share information on undocumented immigrants with federal authorities. ABC's Solana Zak is the latest.
The Department of Justice is demanding documents from 23 state and local governments to determine if they are fully sharing information with federal immigration authorities. A DOJ official says if these jurisdictions fail to comply, subpoenas will come next. Among the areas being contacted are California, Illinois, and Oregon, and cities in New York, New Mexico, Colorado, Mississippi, Washington, Massachusetts, Kentucky, and Florida. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has repeatedly threatened to cut off funding to sanctuary cities. Zach, ABC News, Washington.
The White House today not denying President Trump asked FBI Director McCabe who he voted for in the last election. Many politicians are saying it's inappropriate. Here's ABC's Andy Field.
The Republican National Committee saying reports the president asked former acting FBI director how he voted was just small talk. ABC's Cecilia Vega asking Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
Does the president make a habit of asking career government officials their voting habits?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
The White House not denying the president asked one of the top law enforcement officials which party he supported, which could end up as part of the Russian obstruction investigation. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Experts on cloning have broken the primate barrier. For the first time, they've used the method that produced Dolly the sheep to create healthy monkeys. That brings science an important step closer to being able to clone humans, but researchers say that's not their intent. The notion raises a host of safety and ethical questions. A 15-year-old suspect accused with a school shooting that left two dead and 18 people hurt begins court proceedings. Here's ABC's Ryan Burrow with the latest.
Assistant Marshall County Attorney Jason Darnell says his office is beginning the process of having the 15-year-old suspect charged as an adult. As for the charges, he says they'll pursue murder for the deaths of the two students. For the students wounded in the shooting, they'll seek
assault first. The elements to that offense are serious physical injury by means of a dangerous instrument. So as of right now, we believe that the better case is an assault first charge as opposed to attempted murder.
He says the grand jury will have the final say next month. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Benton, Kentucky.
A senior Israeli official says he led a secret paramilitary investigation into the family of a Palestinian girl who has become a protest icon and who's on trial for slapping Israeli soldiers, questioning whether they were real Palestinians because of their Western appearance. The stunning admission by a lawmaker is the latest twist in a case that's turned into public relations headaches for Israel. The girl's father is accused, is the officer of racism. Archaeologists believe the remains of an old ship recently exposed by low tides this month are from the last vessel that brought slaves to the U.S. Here's ABC's Scott Goldberg.
In the swampy delta near Mobile, Alabama.
Wow, this is something.
There's a charred and muddy ship skeleton.
1850s.
Discovered this month by AL.com reporter Ben Rains.
And I just had this overwhelming feeling of that's the final resting place of the Clotilda.
A ship burned by its captains after bringing 110 African captives to the U.S. in 1860, well after the slave trade ended.
Those guys are just trying to save their own skins as they light this thing on fire.
Now, scientists are digging for artifacts that can prove it is indeed the Clotilda, the last American slave ship. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
And after 50 years, Elton John is saying goodbye to the road. Here's Jason Nathanson. I'm still
standing. He's still standing, but not for long. A big announcement from Elton John.
The announcement is that I am not going to be touring anymore.
Except for the last tour, which starts in September and goes around the world.
It will take 3 years, probably.
The reason? His priorities have changed.
My priorities now are my children and my husband and my family.
He says it has nothing to do with his health, and he promises.
I'm not going to be one of these people who says, I'm going to do a world tour and then I'm retiring. I'm not sure.
Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
Even though I like wearing her clothes.
Hollywood.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.